This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden will walk the picket line this afternoon in suburban Detroit with striking auto workers. The AP's Jennifer King.
The president heads to Michigan on the 12th day of the United Auto Workers' ongoing strike at the invitation of UAW President Sean Fain. Historians say walking the picket line may be a first for a sitting president, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This president is the most pro-union president in history.
Biden says he thinks workers should benefit from automakers' success.
I think that now that the industry is roaring back, they should participate in the benefit of that.
White House officials have declined to say whether the president endorses specific UAW demands like a 40% wage hike or 40 hours pay for a 32-hour week. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tomorrow, former President Trump visits with striking auto workers in Michigan. He'll skip the Republican presidential candidates' debate. Lawyers for Donald Trump are urging a judge to deny prosecutors' request for a narrow gag order on the former president. This has to do with his 2020 election subversion case in Washington. Trump lawyers say prosecutors are trying to silence him. Lawmakers can't agree on spending cuts, and there are just days to go before the government will have to shut down if they can't come to an agreement.
The House is expected to vote tonight on a package of bills to fund parts of the government, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard-right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means curtailing federal services for millions of Americans. President Biden warning them, saying funding the federal government is one of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of Congress. Meanwhile, the Senate is preparing its own bipartisan plan for a stopgap measure to buy time and keep offices funded past Saturday's deadline. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Now about an experimental treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease.
The Food and Drug Administration says it will meet this week to consider a much-debated treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease. The FDA has just reiterated its long-standing position that one study by drug maker Brainstorm is not enough to provide convincing evidence that its stem cell-based therapy can actually help patients with ALS, known as Lou Gehrig's disease, a debilitating nerve condition that does lead to death. The agency scheduled the Wednesday hearing with scientists, company researchers, and patients after getting a petition with 30,000 signatures. A study of Neurone failed to show a significant difference between patients who received the drug and those who got sham injections, but the company says the results were skewed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.